And now St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has details about the 7th Annual Missouri Chamber Music Festival, which begins tonight and features musicians from around the country.
The festival runs through Saturday and includes the premiere of This Is Not a Story by composer Christopher Stark, who joins us now, along with festival founders Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno. Welcome, all of you, to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, Steve.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Christopher Stark, you are an assistant professor of music at Washington University, but your musical journey begins far, far away in western Montana. I want to ask you about that later. But first, congratulations. I understand that you have just received a Guggenheim Fellowship.
Thank you. Yeah, very honored to receive that prestigious award.
What exactly does that mean?
Basically, it's a chance for an artist to work very specifically on a project, a large-scale project. So I'll be working on a chamber opera with some friends of mine in California based around the work of Dorothea Lange and some of the stories that were collected during the Great Depression in the 1930s that were done through the Library of Congress by artists and photographers and writers and things like that.
When will that begin for you?
I'm going to start on that in earnest at the end of this year, and it'll probably be a project that takes multiple years, actually, to come to fruition. But hopefully by December of this year, I'll be well on my way to completing that.
That's great. I want to ask you about one other thing that you've done. Your work was featured in a film that screened this year at the Sundance Film Festival. That had to have been exciting for you.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What was the movie?
The movie's called Novitiate, and it's about sort of novice nuns in a convent, and it was directed by a really amazing new director named Maggie Betts, a young African-American woman who put together this incredible story about these young females and their sort of confusion about religion and love and God. And I was brought in basically at the very last second to compose some music to try to weave a thread through the film with sound, because they were using a lot of sourced music. And it's really amazing that it was accepted into Sundance and was purchased by Sony Pictures Classics and hopefully released later this year, which is really exciting.
So we'll be looking for that soon, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno, you both will be on stage as part of the festival this year, as you always are. And you both have ties to the St. Louis Symphony. Nina, you're a pianist, and you play with the symphony on a semi-regular basis. Is that how you'd put it, or what's your relationship?
Yes. I like to think of the pianists in the symphony as kind of the special teams. You know, we come in when we're needed. But yes, so I do some of the orchestral keyboard work for the symphony, and especially at the Pulitzer Foundation with their new music concerts.
Scott, you are the symphony's principal clarinetist.
Yes.
So how did the two of you, you and Nina, get together in the first place to create the Missouri Chamber Music Festival back in 2010?
Well, first we got married.
Was that part of the plan?
Yeah. That was further back than that, when we still lived in Boston. But then we came here to St. Louis, and we just felt like we wanted to have a concentrated festival of chamber music to kind of celebrate great performances, collaborations with people who come in from around the country to work with some of our great colleagues here in the local area, and to just be able to create something fun and festive and very artistically and musically satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And part of, I think, what you want to do is educate or promote chamber music for those people that may not be really familiar with it. And maybe Christopher has something to say about it, because I think you'd be a good example of that, right? You weren't brought up with that type of music.
No, not at all, actually. I've told this story before, but the first orchestra I ever saw was the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and I was 18 or 19 years old because they toured to Montana. So this high-level sort of instrumental chamber music of Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, something that I didn't experience at all until going to college or even moving to these cities like St. Louis and hearing these works performed. And I will say it's an incredible experience to take these works in, because they're masterpieces, obviously, and they're very difficult to perform, and having players in town who can play them at a very high level is really amazing.
And Nina Scott, what would you like people to understand or appreciate about chamber music if they don't already?
I think it's the social aspect that really speaks to me as a pianist. I mean, we spend so many hours in practice rooms as youngins just by ourselves and honing just all those technical demands of the instrument. And it was for me with chamber music that I could finally put it together with just my friends and family, just having fun And I think that's what is really what I would love to be able to share with our community, just that we're all having a wonderful time, and we hope that that translates to the audience as well.
Do you find that chamber music is more approachable for some people than, say, a full orchestra would be?
Well, I think there's an intimacy to it. You get right up close with the performers in a small space. So there's an immediacy of communication, not just between the small group of people playing, but between that group of people and the audience that's mm-hmm. listening. It really sort of creates a community of participants in the room, maybe more so than a large-scale orchestra concert does.
Nina, you sort of kick things off tonight.
Yes, with my trio, the Calyx Piano Trio. We'll be performing at Graham Chapel, and we have an entire recital of piano trios that we're doing.
Did you bring something you could share with us?
Yes, actually, the last piece on the program is the Mendelssohn Trio in C minor, Opus 66. And this is a little snippet of the first movement that's Catherine French on violin and Jennifer Lucht on cello and me.
And we're talking about the Missouri Chamber Music Festival, which begins tonight here in the studio is Nina Ferrigno and Scott Andrews, founders of the festival, also performers, and Christopher Stark, who is a composer and who has a premiere on the final day. What else is on the program tonight?
Well, we kick it off with a wonderful piece by William Bolcom. It's kind of his homage to Haydn, and it's an introduction and rondo, Haydn Go Seek. Mm-hmm. And it's really a lovely piece, and it's very whimsical, as the title would suggest, but there's a lot of clever and meaningful things in this piece. Then we head into the Beethoven E-flat Trio, Opus 1, Number 1.
Christopher, your new work, This Is Not a Story, is part of the final evening, Saturday evening. So This Is Not a Story. What story is this not about?
So that's a good question. The title's taken from René Magritte's image that says this is not a pipe. And it's sort of about this idea that there are all these kind of program notes that float around a lot of pieces right now, but maybe that we should be listening to the sounds themselves and trying to create some sort of narrative that the audience can bring to it rather than having the composer sort of dictate a story to the listener. Mm-hmm. And so the piece is filled with all sorts of different kinds of caricatures and quotations and different things that might sort of suggest that there's a very specific story in mind, but like a surrealist painter, actually, they're just sort of objects that sort of might show up in a dream or a fantasy or something like this. And so they have no meaning other than the fact that they're somewhere bouncing around in my subconscious somewhere. And I like that idea that the listener can then sort of piece it together how they like.
Well, since it's a premiere, of course, we're not able to share that right now. But would you have something else that you've done that we could sample?
Yeah, I brought along a movement from my piano quartet, which I wrote right when I moved to St. Louis, actually.
And this is about 3 years ago, I guess?
3 years ago, and this is the Los Angeles Piano Quartet performing. Thank you.
That's the work of Christopher Stark. He's featured in this year's Missouri Chamber Music Festival. We're also talking to Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno. Chris, I mentioned something about your musical journey earlier, and you already made the point that you didn't grow up with this type of music. So what's the music scene like in Western Montana where you did grow up and when you did start to perform?
So there was a community band. I played trombone in the community band. There was, you know, marching bands and pep bands and things.
I think you had a garage band even?
I did have a garage band. That started when maybe I was 13 or 14 years old. I grew up on a reservation actually in Montana, and there was a really kind of interesting scene for kind of hard rock and heavy metal. And many of my friends that age were kind of interested in this stuff, and so we put a band together and we'd play at school dances or pep rallies or something like that. And I sort of eventually dropped that when I went to college and discovered all this other music out there, but that was something that was a very big early influence.
You grew up on a reservation?
Yes, in Western Montana, kind of a confederation of Salish, Kootenai, and Pend'oreille tribes.
Were you near a city of any note?
The closest city is Missoula, Montana, which is about an hour driving south from where I grew up on Flathead Lake.
I was reading your bio, and I understand if you hadn't gone into music, you might have been a math major.
I really love math, and I do a lot of computer music and stuff like that. And even things that will take place in this piece that you'll hear are mathematical. So there's a quotation of Beethoven of his first piano sonata, and I chop it all up into pieces in a way that a sort of a computer would sort through something like an algorithm and sort of reconfigure it. And so I still use actually a lot of that. And of course, many people think that music and math are very closely related if you study overtones and frequencies and all this sort of thing. So I still get to sort of experience all the things I love about math, but get the emotional side of music that I love so much.
I know that they're related because those were my two worst subjects, math and music. I never did well. Nina, could you talk a little bit about Chris's work and why you think it's noteworthy?
Well, I think what I really love about Chris's music, and I've had the great good fortune of performing some of his pieces with Chamber Project St. Louis, two different works actually, and what always jumps off the page to me is this kind of expressivity in the rhythm. So what Chris does with and his knowledge of that, you know, how rhythm can have these expressive capabilities is really exciting. And Chris's pieces always seem to create atmosphere, and that's also something that I just love.
So tonight, Nina's Calyx Piano Trio gets the festival going, and then it picks up again on Wednesday morning. What's happening then?
Wednesday morning, we have our wind concert. This year, it's a wind concert. Each year, we do this morning concert, which is more relaxed. We try to pick some fun programming elements to put in there that will keep the audience on their toes, maybe laughing a little bit.
I'm glad you said that, because there's some sort of quintet piece that has been described as comical that you're going to be performing. What's that about?
Yes. This is the Francais Sextet, which is woodwind, quintet, and piano. And it is three very picturesque and humorous movements describing various pictures. Pictures of, let's see, what's the first movement? The
two dandies.
Right. And then the second one is Pinup Girls. It's called Pinup Girls, which I don't need to explain. And
Wait, I want you to now.
and the title is actually in English that way. So the piece is, you know, Jean Francais is a French composer, and all the piece is titled L'Heure de Burger, and then all the other movements are in, but this kind of right in the middle, this notion of like, well, Pinup Girls, it's just the one thing in the one language.
But it is a very kind of humorous look at these pictures and his method of describing these pictures in sound. And we finished the program that morning with that piece, and I think it'll leave everyone with a smile on their face as they leave the concert.
Then Thursday evening, you call it Rhythms Echoes, and it explores musical partnerships in some way.
It does. And we have a very classical composer, well-known composer, Mozart, but a piece that he wrote as a sideline, he wrote to help out a friend, this duo for violin and viola. But it echoes a lot of what his friend Michael Haydn's music and personality was. He was trying to write as he would be Michael Haydn and not as he would be Mozart. And we have a wonderful quartet by Henrik Krusel, who is not a very well-known composer, but was a wonderful clarinet player in his day, a Finnish clarinetist, and in the early 1800s, and wrote this wonderful rhythmic and melodic quartet, which is going to be a lot of fun. And we finish with Ingolf Dahl. It's a composer who, when he was living in Europe, was greatly influenced by the European traditions of the early 20th century, including Stravinsky and Prokofiev in Russia. And then he came to the United States, where he really sort of pulled in the influences of what was happening here in America in the mid-20th century, Copland, Bernstein, mm-hmm. these types of things. And the music is fascinating, rhythmic and biting and fun.
And Chris, would you be familiar with all the work that we're going to hear during the festival? Or is there anything that you're particularly interested in?
I'm really interested in hearing the William Bolcom piece. He's a composer that I've enjoyed getting to know his music over the last, you know, decade or so. Also someone from the northwestern United States, I believe, mm-hmm. as well, in right. Seattle, which I'm very excited about. I always get really excited to hear the classics, actually, to hear Beethoven, to hear Mozart. I can never get enough of that because they were so brilliant that it still blows my mind to hear their chamber music, which I think was where they really show off, mm-hmm. actually, their brilliance.
We're going to sample something that we're going to hear Thursday night. But, Nina, evidently there's a backstory.
Oh, to this piece. Yeah. Oh.
It's not an easy piece to play, I think.
No, and Scott plays it brilliantly with along with Catherine French, who's going to be playing violin. Jennifer Lucht is going to be playing cello on that piece. However, Scott and Kathy have actually performed the piece with different cellists a number of times. And after the second time, they looked at each other and they said, "We have to remember that this piece is hard." And they actually wrote it on the outside of the music. But this
like,
is hard.
But you like that, Scott, don't you? I mean, yes. The challenge.
Sure I do. Yes. But sometimes you just have to remind yourself that you're about to take on a challenge.
Why don't we sample it? The Missouri Chamber Music Festival begins tonight, but there was a workshop that was held the first week of June, Scott, that's connected with the festival. What was that about?
Yes. Ever since we began the festival, we've run this adult amateur chamber music workshop. It runs at the Community Music School at Webster University. It's a 4 days of putting groups together that are made up of amateurs that apply to us and faculty members that we hire to sit in the group, play a part in the piece of chamber music, and coach from within the group. And we call it the Pro-Am workshop. And it's been very successful, very fun, very inspiring to witness and listen to these people make music in an intense and very focused way. And we play a concert at the end, which is always just a lot of fun and like I said, just inspiring to witness.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, to wrap things up, the name of your movie again that Sony's going to distribute?
Novitiate.
Right. And we'll look forward to that. Anything else on the calendar as far as you're concerned coming up?
I've got a festival in Geneva, upstate New York, next week, which is a large-scale piece about landscapes and includes sounds of water and wind and all sorts of things happening, and then some stuff down the road. But yeah, lots going on.
Well, we are looking forward to the festival. Thank you all for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much, Steve. For having us.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno, co-directors of the Missouri Chamber Music Festival, and with composer Christopher Stark. The festival opens tonight at 7 with a concert by the Calyx Piano Trio and Washington University's Graham Chapel. The final three concerts are Wednesday morning at 10:30, Thursday afternoon at 5, and Saturday evening at 7 at the First Congregational Church of Webster Groves. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.